Welcome to Christchurch City Library's coverage of the Auckland Writers and Readers Festival 2011. And I have to say, straight up, first off, it was the most amazing opening night I have ever been to. There were eight storytellers and Miriam Akamo as MC, and it was a very simple format that worked absolutely beautifully. The New Zealand Listener Gala Night featured Karen Healy, Victor Roger, Fatima Bhutto, Reeves, Fiona Farrell, James Ferguson, A.A. Gill and Meg Rossoff, each of them in turn telling stories, and it was absolutely fantastic. There are 130 writers at this festival, 70 events and workshops and 13 free events, and what better way to start than with a story. Miriam Akamo shared a story of going blind when she was 15, only to be told by her mother that it was actually a power cut. And then each of the other writers in turn shared a story based on something to do with the alphabet. Karen Healy was first. Bronwyn, I'm going to let you explain.
She was great. Actually, the first thing she said was she apologised, because she said normally she writes fiction, obviously, which is lies, and being asked to tell a true story was a bit of a challenge. So what she thought she'd do was tell a true story about a lie. And then she said it was going to be based on her imaginary biography, which is called And Then I Threw Up on My Shoes. Her website actually has some of that story. So if you are at all interested, I would highly recommend popping over there and having a look. She was a fantastic speaker, incredibly entertaining and really down to earth and very enjoyable. Plus, personal highlight for me was seeing that she was wearing shocking pink tights, which I thought was truly outstanding.
She was outstanding, and she told a great true story about a lie she told to a 10-year-old in America about the combustible koalas in the outback in Australia, and that was why there were so many bushfires. And she was full of little anecdotes like that that really added something of her style to it. It was really good. And her book, Guardian of the Dead, is well worth it, set in Christchurch. Have a read. Next up, we had Victor Roger.
He was very entertaining. He had a very easy style of delivery. And his story was about living in London, needing money to get home by Christmas to surprise his mother back in New Zealand. And he was willing to do virtually anything to get that money. And he managed to score a day's job as a temporary secretary for, I think it was a multinational company. And the two requirements were that he needed to speak French and use a computer. Well, it turned out that he couldn't do either, but he managed to last the day. And so the story went on and on. He ended up working there. It sounded like it was pretty much full time. And I just thought that really typified to me what New Zealanders will do when they're overseas. They are such hard workers, they're so versatile, and they're just willing to do anything in order to survive. And yeah, he was very funny, very entertaining. I really enjoyed it.
Fatima Bhutto came out next, and she looked fantastic, and her delivery was amazing, but she sobered everybody up with facts and figures and a tale of a very poor school in amongst countless numbers of refugees in a city, Karachi, in Pakistan, which has countless numbers of people on it. She told us a lot about Pakistan's problems, but in a very matter-of-fact and quite caring way, told stories of how the school tried to find computers to teach the children English. These children already speak three languages, but they're diligently learning a fourth. And she ended by saying that Picasso said that computers are no good because they only give you answers. And she said it's very lucky that Picasso wasn't a Pakistani, because computers are turning out to be quite useful there. And then we had a complete change of scenery, and we ended up with Reeves, performance poet.
It was basically about trigonometry and him trying to get into the University of California, Santa Cruz. He had to take trigonometry because he needed it to get in, didn't want to do it, had no interest in it. The only requirement was that in order to get into this university, he needed to get a C. He got a D. And what he said was that he wasn't disgusted with himself or angry with the school or anything else. He actually was particularly disgusted and angry at the D itself. And so he decided he needed to do something about it. And he told us about how he gained entry to this university, which had everybody in stitches. He is an incredibly polished performer, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him on Saturday night.
Excuse me while I finish a pistachio. It was really, really funny, and he was very honest, I'd say, in his appraisal of it. He said he was backing himself, basically. And next was Fiona Farrell. She told a story to do with something beginning with the letter Q.
Fiona, in her usual style, she had this beautiful imagery. Everything that she was describing, you could just imagine. She talked about her husband seeing houses in Akaroa looking like boats riding up and down on a wave as an aftershock came through, and how what everybody was doing on the day of the quake, once it had happened, was finding the people that they loved, because that is what you do. And she kept repeating that. You could have heard a pin drop in the audience. Nobody moved. The entire audience was transfixed by what she was saying. It was truly beautiful to hear it.
And what she actually finished off by saying was that stories, or Q stories as she called them, don't actually have an ending. They just go on and will do, no doubt, for many years. But she said the other thing that's different about Q stories is that for those of us who have lived through them, the punchline actually comes at the beginning.
Everybody in the audience around us was you know, almost crying out with despair at some of the images she was laying out. It was really, really something. James Ferguson was next, and he was a war correspondent. He covered Afghanistan. He also covered the Bosnian War, he said, from the comfort of an editor's desk in London. But he told this fascinating story about a friend of his who collects seeds, tree seeds, and runs an arboretum. And he worked for this large multinational agency, which he said didn't really achieve much, but he went on a trip with a couple of Bosnian arborologists, I think was the word he used. Quite a different story, quite a different lot of experience, especially hard to follow on from Fiona, I think, but nonetheless heartwarming, and as he said, his little bit of difference to that war effort. Then we had somebody quite different again, Kaukau Gill, as he called himself, A.A. Gill, who is probably well known to some of you. The two letters that make up alphabet, alpha and beta, alpha means cow and beta means house.
He's been one of my heroes forever. He's just an astonishing writer. I love the way he writes about all sorts of things. He turned out to be quite a surprise. I kind of thought he would stand behind the lectern and deliver forth, but he was all over the stage, as polished a performer as Reeves, really. He started out by asking the entire audience the question, what have the Phoenicians ever done for us? And there was quite a stunned silence in the audience, actually. What he was basically saying was that the Phoenicians gave us the alphabet, and that in itself should have been enough reason for what we were doing to not have occurred. The point of the alphabet is that I write it down, you buy it, you read it, and I don't have to do this. That was quite funny, and I think some of us wondered whether he would just stop there, but he didn't. He carried on for quite a long time. Told amazing story about a Maasai tribe that he'd visited and a very gory and gruesome drink that he had to get straight from a cow.
Cow's blood.
And finished off with a really brilliant quote. When you travel, you find out that all over the world, wherever you are much, much further away than you think you are, but also much, much closer than you imagined.
I also really liked A.A. Gill because he said, thank God for the alphabet, because imagine if we had to sit and retell the Iliad to each other year after year. Thank God someone wrote it down, he said, which was fantastic. And last on the list for the night, but by no means least, was Meg Rossoff, who told a postmodernist kind of story about storytelling.
Meg is the curator of a storytelling club in London. It has 100 members, and it just sounds absolutely amazing. They meet once a month, and people tell stories. And she, through a very roundabout way, she heard about or read about this young fellow who was blogging, managed to convince him to come along to the club, tell his stories. He had a very tragic life, had been a soldier, lost his family through drug addiction, all sorts of things. And she eventually managed to get him a publisher, and he's writing his first novel, and he has basically turned his life around from this contact through the storytelling club. And he said to her that basically, stories are retold to suit different audiences. He originally thought his story was about his tragic life, but now he thinks that it's the story of a young man who went to war too young. But for me, I thought the concept of a storytelling club was just awesome, and one I'd love to see in Christchurch.
Mm, and I think you can see from that the range and the quality of the authors that were on show tonight. And honestly, everybody I spoke to at the launch event really did think it was quite a departure from what has been done in the past, but really something extra that people wouldn't normally get, a real treat. So that was the opening night, and now we can look forward to tomorrow. So Bronwyn, what are you off to tomorrow?
Tomorrow I've got a day full of nonfiction, which is quite a departure for me. I tend to read a lot more fiction than non-fiction, but when I come to festivals, I often go to all the non-fiction stuff, and it's always fantastic. So my lineup tomorrow is starting with foodie writer Madhu Jaffrey. I'm not able to get to her delicious-sounding lunch, but I'm really looking forward to hearing her speak about her experiences and how that's led to her career in food and cooking. Then on to a session about the global ecosystems with Paul Gilding. I haven't heard much about him. I haven't been able to get his book, so I'm really interested to hear what he's got to say. Then I'm going to go later on the afternoon to find out where my brain doesn't work anymore. And I'm hoping that a lovely and intelligent lady called Barbara Strauch is going to help me with that. I have been reading her book, and it's already very reassuring about where my keys have gone and why I can't remember what day it is most days. Hopefully she'll have some helpful hints to share. And going to end up with A.A. Gill in the evening. And as I said before several times, I think I am so looking forward to hearing him.
So, Catherine, what's on your agenda?
Tomorrow I'm going to start with hearing three Southern women talk about their latest novels. I did a blog post about that last week. So I'll be listening to Lawrence Fernley talk about The Hut Builder, Emma Neal, her book is called Fosterling, and Charlotte Randall has a book called Hokitika Town. All these books are about outsiders, about young men, South Island, so that would be very interesting. Then later in the day, I'm going to a session called Short and Sweet, and it's three women writers who do short fiction, Claire Keegan, Tina Micheretti, and Sue Orr. So they'll be talking to the poet Paula Green about the joys and perils of writing short fiction. And to finish the day for me, I will be treated to a wonderful event, listening to five poet laureates. So the current poet laureate is Cilla McQueen, and there'll also be Bill Manhire, Elizabeth Smither, Michelle Leggett, and Jenny Bornhold. They'll be having 10 minutes each doing readings, and then they'll be talking to Fiona Farrell about what it means to hold the title of New Zealand's Poet Laureate.
That sounds fantastic. What a great day lined up. I've got some quite different things lined up. I'm going to hike it up the top of Queen Street to the Langham and meet Reeves. That's going to be frightening and scary and wonderful all at the same time, I'm sure. And then a couple of hours later, I'm going to meet with Tina Micheretti and have a chat with her. And I've just finished her book, Once Upon a Time in Aotearoa. Read it. And she's got this wonderful style. So I'm looking forward to talk to her. So after my day of interviews, I'll be off to A.A. Gill in the evening. And then we'll do another audio wrap-up tomorrow night. So that's almost all we've got. Other than that, I need to remind you that if you want to win an iPod Nano, you need to go and visit the library website, christchurchcitylibraries.com, fill out the music quiz, and you could go in the draw to win an iPod Nano if you're a Christchurch resident. And you can add to our story by leaving a comment on the blog or asking a question and joining in our conversation. We'd love to have you there. So, from all of us,
bye! Bye.